بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. Coronavirus is causing a lot of anxiety, a lot of worries, a lot of concern. People are feeling, people are glued to their TV and or to their social media and hearing the news and becoming very worried about themselves, about their families, about their children. Of course, we should have some concern. It is very important to have the concern, and this anxiety, to some extent, is also healthy. It makes you concern and do something. So it is important that we should take care of ourselves, accept the advices of the medical experts and our civic leaders, civic authorities. We follow that. But at the same time, it is very important that we should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should increase our faith, our iman, and our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And make dua. Do not forget your dua. Do more and more dua. And especially get up early morning or later part of the night. You get up and do the tahajjud prayer. 8 rak'ah tahajjud prayer. And after that, sit down and with sincerity, with devotion, with attention, turn to Allah and ask Allah's help, Allah's blessings. And there are 5 things that you should do in your dua. Number one, praise Allah. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because He has given us so much and we should be thankful to Him. The second thing is, send peace and blessings upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So praise him and send salat and salam on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The third thing is seek Allah's forgiveness for our mistakes, for our shortcomings, because most of these problems that come in the world, they come from our own mistakes, from our own sins and the wrongdoings. So do the istighfar. Ask Allah to forgive us. Ask Allah to forgive us. Allahumma inna nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. And the fourth one is, then seek Allah's help. May Allah protect us from this difficulty, special difficulty. Mention that. This coronavirus that is causing so much problem. May Allah help us to overcome that. And the fifth is, conclude your dua again with salat and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon his family and upon his followers. So we should start, first of all, with Surah Al-Fatiha, the first surah of the Qur'an. And this surah is Shafia, Kafia, is Al-Qur'an. So recite Surah Al-Fatiha. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Malik Yawm al-Din, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina al-Sirat al-Mustaqim, Sirat al-Ladhina an'amta alayhim, ghayr al-Maghdubi alayhim, wal-Dhaallin. Amin. Understand the meaning of this surah. It starts with praise of Allah, with thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then after that, recite Ayatul Kursi. It's the greatest ayah of the Quran. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum, la ta'khuduhu sinatun wa la nawm, lahu ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard, man dhal ladhi yashfa'u indahu illa bi'iznih, ya'lamu ma bayna aydihim wa ma khalfahum, wa la yuhituna bi shay'in min ilmihi, إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه في السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم. And then recite Surah Al-Ikhlas, which is 1/3 of the Quran. And its value, its meaning, its message is almost like 1/3 of the Quran. So recite it 3 times. And you say, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. After that, say salat and salam on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the best way is to say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. And then make istighfar. And you say, Allahumma inni astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Allahumma inni astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Allahumma inni astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Or if you remember Sayyidul Istighfar, the dua that is known as the best istighfar, Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani wa ana abduk وانا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت، ابوء لك بنعمتك علي وابوء لك بذنبي، فاغفر لي، فانه لا يغفر الذنوب الا انت. والله يو ام يور سيرفنت، ذا سن اور داughter اوف يور سيرفنت، اند يو كرييتد مي، and I am at my promise that I made with you, my pledge that I made with you, as much as I can. So I acknowledge your favors upon me, and I admit my mistakes, my shortcomings. So forgive me. So this is istighfar. This is istighfar, or simply say astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Especially in the last part of the night, when you make istighfar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, is there anyone who asks forgiveness and I give forgiveness? Is there anyone who asks me and I give him? So after this istighfar, then you say, O Allah, we ask you that remove this this difficulty, this pain, this problem, this epidemic from us and from all the people who are around us. O Allah, remove that. O Allah, remove us. Allahumma inna nasaluka al-afwa wal-afiyah. Allahumma inna nasaluka al-afwa wal-afiyah. Or you say, La ilaha illa anta subhanak, inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. Or you say دعاء الكرب, a special دعاء at the time of distress, at the time of anxiety and worry. لا إله إلا الله, لا إله إلا أنت العظيم الحليم. لا إله إلا الله رب العرش العظيم. لا إله إلا أنت رب السماوات ورب الأرض ورب العرش الكريم. This is the دعاء that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to recite at the time of anxieties, at the time of worries. So that is beautiful dua. Repeat this dua. And Allahumma inna na'udhuka min fitani al-layli wa-nahar wa min tawariq al-layli wa-nahar. Allahumma inna na'udhuka min sharri ma khalaq wa min sharri ma zara wa min sharri ma bara. That is the shar of anything that is created, anything that is spreading, anything that is produced, whether it is produced from the earth or it's coming down from above. Allah, save us from all this shar, all this evil, all this bad that is happening all over. So seek Allah's forgiveness and Allah's protection from all of this. And then after that, again you recite the Salat and Salam on Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So your dua has the beginning of Salat and Salam, and your dua ends with Salat and Salam on the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Allah loves that, that when you say Salat and Salam on the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses and ten times the salat and salam on you. Man salla alayya marratan sallallahu alayhi biha ashra. Whosoever says salat and salam on me for one time, Allah will 10 times. So this, with this salat and salam on both sides of your dua, will bring your dua, inshallah, acceptable. And Allah will remove the worries, Allah will remove the anxiety and difficulty that we have. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and help us and keep us on the right path. And also remember, after the dua, do some sadaqah. Before the dua or after the dua, give some sadaqah, some charity. Very helpful, it is very good to help the poor and the needy. And also help your organization, the Islamic Society of Foreign Country. You know, at this time, people are not coming because we have to take care of them. We don't want to see the virus spread, so, but expenses are still there. So send your donation to the Islamic Society or Orange County, to other organization to which you belong, your masajid, like part of your family, and expenses are there, and actually there's a lot of expenses at this time. So urge you to be charitable, be kind, be generous in your donations, and help especially the poor people, the needy people. Many people will be out of job. Many people do not have food at their home. So send them something, whatever way you can do, help. Inshallah, give your sadaqat, your zakat, your khairat. You do that, inshallah. And in this way, your dua and your sadaqah will remove the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remove this problem that we are facing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. Wa akhru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.